So, Simon, here we are talking about how to get a great job advert and how to write a good job advert. There's a lot of speculation around this. How long should it be? How short? What do you include? All those sorts of things. And I know that you've worked with a lot of people on this just recently. So I thought it'd be good to just get your view on a couple of things and see what we think, really. So,
Let's do it.
kicking off, what's the difference between a job description and a good job ad, because I've seen some really long ones.
I bet you have. So this is one that always causes confusion from the get-go, and it never should. So a job advert, it's candidate marketing. It's designed to be punchy, it's designed to hook the reader. That's kind of it. It doesn't have to be chapter and verse. They can be quite short. 300 words maximum is good. Like that's what we would say is a good length for a job ad. A job description, on the other hand, it's mostly an internal document which comes into the recruitment process because they need to talk about responsibilities and all of that kind of thing. But realistically, it doesn't have to be part of the advertising process. So that's the key difference between the two things.
Okay, well, I think from my point of view, the thing I always like to see within the job ad as well is a sort of like a bolt-on. It's like a video link to, videos on the website, that sort of thing. I think that makes a difference as well, because it just, if you've got the hiring manager talking, if you've got, people who are actually in the job talking about it, if it's people, even if you've, one of the things we recommend is, people that have recently joined should do a quick video saying why did they join, and make them relevant per location, I think is a good way of doing it as well, personally. So
100% agree. We had It might have been Warren O'Brien when they did some job ads a couple of years back. They started doing video links, and it was to whatever they posted on LinkedIn regarding the job, and it just made so much sense because it was like, yeah, reading's one thing, but I'm going to go and see Mark talk about it, and it was like, yeah, it's really smart. That's a really good way of doing things. If you can, do it.
90 seconds. You don't need any more than that for a video, so that's good.
No,
So
exactly.
what should go into a good job advert, in your opinion?
Yeah. In my opinion, again, all I can do is look at the data and go, this works, this doesn't work. And from experience, having seen tens of thousands of job adverts at this point in my career, I've got a pretty good grasp on what should happen. So let's start at the very top of the advert. First and foremost, a full proper job title, no abbreviations, and if you can, include a geography. This is for two reasons. For SEO, it's really good to have a full job title without abbreviations in because no one searches for, abbreviated terms. They'll search for the real term. You can put the abbreviation in brackets if you really want to, but also geography as well will really help with SEO. So that's the first thing. Then what you want to do is you want to put the most important information in the advert, basically. What's the opportunity? How is it unique? And then what are the benefits? That's it. That's all you need in a job advert. You don't need to go into chapter and verse. So you want to start by writing a really genuinely engaging hook for the role. We are a small med comms agency. We're going up to the next step. So we actually need a HR person now. If you're passionate about this, that, and the other, then you might be right for us. Get in touch and let's take the next step on the journey together. You can't be more obvious about what you're trying to recruit for than that, can you? Really small, really succinct. They're looking for a HR person who's good at going up to the next level, who's going to be, pivotal in business change. Done. That's the hook. What's going to set you apart from the competition? Is it things like faster progression? Is it things like setting up a new team or a new location? Like, why would they pick this role over all of the other ones that are out there? I think that's probably a key one. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, I agree. So I think one of the biggest ones there is localized information out of the things that you've said so far. So I've talked about this in other podcasts and things we've done as well. If you're looking for people that are in, I don't know, in France, make it very French specific. What are the benefits in that location? Or if you're in, Barcelona, for example, what a city. Why wouldn't you want to work there? Especially if you're young and up and coming. So really focus on the local things. What a lot of companies do is they make the mistake of keeping it all corporate, and this is what we do, forgetting, like, if you're in Australia, for example, you in Melbourne, you can sort of go out and you're on the beach in 2 minutes. That's makes a big difference. What is it
Does
you're interested in? If you're in Edinburgh, you've got all of the outdoors life that you want. You can go up in the mountains in half an hour, or you can be in one of the most interesting, you know, continental cities you like.
Yeah.
Focus on the location as well.
Yeah, location's a big one.
Yeah.
Salary, this is always the subject that gets people's back up, you know. If you can, at least put a range in the advert. And I know if you're a recruitment consultancy, for example, they're going to try and get you not to do this because it might be hard to get that information. There's going to be reasons you can't. This isn't a witch hunt. But if you can put a salary range in, you're likely to get up to 60% more applications. This is because people will need to know from day one if it's worth their time even applying for the role.
Yeah, also it sets expectations as well, because, you know,
completely.
If it's 40 to 70,000, it's 40 to 70,000. It's not 40 to 100,000.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Be realistic. You know, don't go for, you know, people. I think one of the biggest issues we have with candidates at the moment is their expectations are too high.
Oh, they are, especially at graduate level.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they're denying themselves the options to actually join an organisation that can make a huge difference to them. So yeah. That would be one of mine. If you can put a range in, you know, it's set in stone. They know what they're going for. See where it goes from there.
Yeah, big time. Big time. It's a really good one. However, if you use the word competitive in the salary, you're liable to get up to 26% less applications just because you've used that word. So whatever you can do to avoid it, do your best. You know, I know it's sometimes easier said than done. In fact, most of the time it's easier said than done. It's out of your control. But if you can include a range, do. If you can't, just try and avoid using the word competitive for your own sanity. Benefits, you know, you've already touched on benefits really, really well, like localized benefits for the actual job that you're going to be doing, not the company-wide benefits, because they might not always be applicable, especially if you're doing personalized benefits. But avoid using legal minimums, you know, avoid going, you're getting a pension and 20 days holiday, because those aren't benefits, that's law, you know. Yeah. unless it's an actual benefit, don't list it, because you look like you've got nothing to offer, you know, so just keep it short and sweet. And then finally, a call to action. Make them hungry to learn more. Make them hungry to apply, to submit their details, whatever it is. And we jokingly use the three S's, don't we, Vince? Short, sell, send. That's it. That's all you got to do with a job advert. Keep it short. Really, really sell the opportunity. Send it to wherever you want the job advert to be. And that is the structure, really, for a great job advert. You know, it's not difficult at all.
No,
in fact, it's way easier than what we're doing now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing I'd add to that is time. And that is, you know, the other mistake a lot of people make in talent acquisition, because you're busy, is, oh, I'm going to bash this effort and I'm going to get done really quickly. And it's done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's not a good advert. Give yourself the time to write good adverts. We don't want chapter and verse. I don't want to see a job description on there. I want to see an advert.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see, why should I come and work for you? You know, make it sound like it's the right sort of thing. Culture's right. You know, your brand is right. It's relevant. Your localized information is right. The benefits are there. You know, give me all the hooks for me to take a bite of this job. And I will. You know?
Yeah,
but give yourself the time to write it properly, you know.
You'll get more applications if nothing else. You know, we had someone recently put a job advert up and, you know, they weren't happy with it. So we went back, we rewrote it with them, you know, and they put it up and instantly they got way more applications. We just changed the focus from what my company needs to what my company can offer you as a candidate.
Exactly. It's all about what's in it for me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all it was. So moving on from there, then, I guess we have got a job advert. Let's talk about what we can do to edit it, make it right, and also how we can improve SEO, because a big part of a job advert is making sure it's searchable, findable, because Google is a busy place, you know, FarmyWeb, Indeed, they're busy places. So you've got to make sure the job stands out. So first and foremost, and to be honest, I feel like this is a bit of a, I don't even need to say this, it's nearly 2025, but job adverts need to be mobile friendly. Scroll up and down only. You can't be doing left and right on a device that's the size of your palm. It's got to read as if it's a text on a mobile, you know, it's got to be friendly. 100 to 300 words is best. Although if you can get a job advert in 100 words, I want to meet you because you're amazing. I've never seen one 100 words. But 100 to 300 words is absolutely best. Avoid using really generic, obvious and unnecessary requirements. You know, if you're hiring for the fourth member of a team, you don't then need to say you're looking for a team player, because you're not going to hire a lone wolf in to be the fourth member of a team. That's just common sense. You don't need to say it.
Yeah.
Drop the corporate waffle. You know, women will be attracting talent at this point, not sending them to sleep. If they want corporate goop, they can go to your website. They can read all of the stuff that's on there, that's chapter and verse about you guys and how good you are. And, you know, marketing and legal have both had a look over it. That's not what a job advert's for. This is candidate attraction through and through. Don't use buzzwords and fad terms. You know, we've got to remember that people need to be able to find this on a search engine. So if you are using terms like sales ninja or marketing guru that no sober person has ever tried to Google, your advert's not going to appear. You know, you've got to keep the job title simple and refer to that person always as the job title, because that's going to appear higher in SEO. You're more likely to have a marketing manager, Google marketing manager, than marketing guru. So stick to that principle, you know?
Yeah. And then I think just before you go on to that, yeah. So I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of this is really down to what we've always talked about. And that is, you know, when you're thinking about people looking for job adverts, they're mainly looking on their mobile phone.
Yeah.
So you've got 4 clicks or 9 seconds to get their interest. That isn't very long. So all of these things not only make it more SEO and edited correctly when you're affecting everything, but also psychologically you're reading it quickly. You're locked in almost immediately.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's not hard to write a good job advert, you know, because it is exciting. You know, and I, you know, I always bash people for using the terms exciting and opportunity in the same sentence, but it is exciting. You know, if you're bringing someone onto your team, that's cool. You should be able to come up with 200, 300 words about why that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that's difficult. As you say, time is the biggest enemy there. And, you know, another thing to remember is, again, we're looking for our job to be found on search engines. So don't abbreviate or shorten words. You know, one thing that I see a lot in job adverts is people shortening the word manager to MGR. Just you don't need to do that. No one searches for MGR, they search for manager.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that a number of times as well when they're searching for management roles. And it's the same thing that you have when, you know, if you're a clinical research associate, some people will actually type in clinical research associate and expect that to be enough. But we know 50% of people looking for that type of role are going to look for clinical research associate, but also 50% will type in CRA. If you don't put them both in, you've missed 50% of your audience straight away. So give yourself every option, yeah?
That's it. That's why we said earlier, you know, make sure if you're abbreviating, you put it in brackets at the end. Just you're then hitting both from an SEO perspective. A well-made point. Identify and use the keywords for the role. You know, if you were reading someone's CV and you wanted to find words that stood out for a CRA, let's use that. You know, make sure those words are included in the job advert, because if you're looking for people with those skills and you're looking for people who are Googling those skills, your job advert's going to appear in that search, you know. So make sure that you're telling the same story across all of your platforms. You know, look at the job description, that internal document. What are they really looking for? What are the key skills? And make sure we replicate them in this advert. Clear, concise writing is key. I think we've spoken about that a few times. You don't need to give every single detail of the role on an advert. It's the key points, but make sure that those key points are the most important ones. Subheadings, bullet points, these are really, really useful. You know, not everyone wants to write well-crafted Tolkien-esque paragraphs in a job advert, and they shouldn't. You know, you can use subheadings, you can use bullet points to guide job seekers and search engines through your job to make sure it reads as easy as possible. But that opening paragraph, that's the key one. That's the elevator pitch for the role. That's that thing I said earlier, the Megcoms thing. Sum it up really, really nicely, create an appetite. So that's probably the only bit where you'd need like a block of text, just that opener. And that only needs to be 30, 50 words. Doesn't need to be huge. When you're describing your company, also be really clear about what kind of company you are. More often than not in this industry, every company involves terms like changing lives or improving outcomes in their job descriptions. And frankly, that doesn't mean anything. Of course you are. This is what the industry does. If you're a med tech company, state that instead. If you do devices and regulation, state that. Don't be afraid to say what the company is. You don't have to rely on these generic terms that we've all read 100 times. And I think that if you combine that little checklist there that I've just done with the what should go into a job advert that we spoke about earlier, I think you're going to come out the other side of this with a little bit of text about the role that you're trying to hire for that you're really proud of, because you've put all of these things in motion, you've put them together, you've thought about it. And, you know, I'd like to hear from you. If your application rates go up because you've done this, let us know, because I think they will.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, I think everything you've said there is good. But the other thing, of course, when you do this, is you've got to remember that a lot of search engines are all driven by AI now, and the AI is getting faster, quicker, more intelligent. So some of these keywords, some of the phrases are so important. The thing about writing a good advert is it's not just getting the advert found. It's actually making sure that the content of the advert resonates with you as an individual.
Yeah,
so that you want to apply. So you've got to think about both things. You know, you could just put, a job description up there and it'll pull up the people, but it's not going to attract anyone. You've got to sell it. And that's why we've got the three S's there, short, sell, send.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about sending, you know, don't just think about your usual channels. Maybe go and look at blogs, put your adverts in blogs. You know, you're going to put them up on LinkedIn. You're going to put them on our site. You're going to do all the usual bits and pieces. Mm. But think about what else you could do that could make a difference, because you only need one really good person, because you've only got one really good role.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. And I saw, going back to video, I saw a consultant from Headcount Recruitment Company based in Switzerland. And they were looking for a German speaking person. So he did the video in German. And basically the caption at the top was, if you can't understand this video, you don't need to apply. Yeah. And it was like, I really like that, because you've just got rid of 90% of irrelevant applications just by creating that one little barrier that is necessary to the job. That's really, really smart doing.
Yeah, I like that. So, just wrapping up then, what's the conclusion to this, Simon? Give us the, 5, 6, 7 points on what you think are the main things.
Yeah, 100%. So it's 100 to 300 words, a clear keyword driven job title with no abbreviations and no kind of shortened words. Nail that intro paragraph. Make sure that is a work of art, because that's going to be what dictates whether a person reads on and applies. Focus on why this role over the other roles that are out there on the market. What are the benefits to the candidates? And then finally, that call to action, make them want it, make them go and apply there, and then make them pick up the phone, make them do whatever it is you want them to do. If you can do just those six things, you'll do really well out of this, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good. And don't forget, guys, if you're writing these adverts, give yourself time to do it. If you can personalize it to you as a company with local information, all of those things will enhance your chances of getting that really good candidate, or even lots of really good candidates. So hopefully that's given you some sort of insight as to what you can actually do there for writing a great job advert. And thanks for listening. And obviously, if you go to our podcast list, you'll also find our webinars list. There's lots more information there. They're all recorded. Look forward to talking to you about it soon.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.